This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
All right, let's go. It is The Drive. Good evening. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise as well. Want to tell you about a steamer that we are doing right now, and you would have a chance to qualify to win a new AC system, air conditioning system. All you have to do right now is text the word COOL to 359-2255. This is thanks to Lands Heating and Cooling and Troy Lands, of course, the great owner there, but the temperatures are increasing. You guys know that. It was hot today. It was hot yesterday. Stevie J is going to help pay for a new air conditioning system. It's one that's usually about $5,000. It's only going to cost you about $3,800 because Stevie's going to take care of the bridge in between $3,800 and $5,000. So text 359-2255. Text the word COOL, COOL, and then you can get qualified to win this air conditioning system. After, of course, if you are chosen as the winner, after you'll just need to make sure that you complete the survey and let them know how your experience was with Lands Heating and Air and Cooling, excuse me. So that'll be fun to do that, and a chance for somebody to win a nice AC unit as it gets warm. I personally love, the last 2 days has been hot, and I have sweat through a shirt the last 2 days. Now, it doesn't appear, as I sit here now with my waistline, it doesn't appear to have helped at all because I'm still miserable.
Not yet.
But it's like,
give it a week.
Give it a week. Yeah, that's true. And you know, in the summer, you're just more active, right? You're mowing, you're outside more often. And when you're outside, a lot of times you're sweating. So you just, it's just, I don't know. You know, the winter's painful.
Yeah, no doubt.
Lucas, yesterday it was so hot, or, you know, it's pretty hot or whatever, and I was like, this is awesome. And he's like, yeah, this is Tempe. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, no doubt. Although, I tell you what, in Tempe right now, it's probably 120 degrees. It gets really
hot. That might
hot.
Not be so awesome.
It gets really hot. I know the first time I ever visited for his registration, Andrew and I walked the campus, and we took off at like 9 a.m., right? We're walking the campus, and about 20 minutes into it, my entire skin felt like I was a raisin. Like it just dried. It's so dry. And every once in a while on campus, they would have just water for people to drink. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. That's needed right now. All right. So
a member of the female Harrison Bader fan club has texted me and would like to point out that today is his birthday.
Oh.
And should we be punished for not mentioning that earlier?
Should we sing?
No.
Okay. Okay. Who's the best looking dude on the Cubs?
I mean, Chris Bryant's a pretty good
looking
dude.
Yeah, Chris Bryant is good looking. Is he better looking than Harrison? You need to ask your friend.
Okay. I think Chris Bryant's a good looking dude.
Chris Bryant is a good looking dude.
Objectively. Someone said Zac Efron should play him in the Cubs movie, and I see that.
Well, and Anthony Rizzo's got kind of a teddy bear lovable feature to him.
Goofy.
Yeah, he's just kind of a really nice guy. You know, you'd be all right if your daughter was like, all right, you're good. You could date him. But yeah, I think Bryant probably is the guy on the Cubs.
And fix the hair.
Yeah, well,
the hair got out of control last year, I will admit. I don't know what he was doing.
Whatever's flowing on in the back is.
Yeah.
He was like trying to pull off like a Patrick Kane thing, but it was just not working.
Well, and Bader, I mean, my goodness. The hair that he trots out.
You can knock the on-base percentage. You can't knock the flow.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's there. He did a hit on MLB Network once where they had him come in and they watched video of a pitch or through a sequence of pitches that he ended up hitting a home run. It was pretty cool to watch him kind of, you know, analyze like, well, you know, I felt like he'd come with heat here. So, but he was dressed in some, I don't know. Now, look, I am the worst. No, I don't want to say I'm the worst dresser ever. I'm the most boring. I either wear a pullover. You guys know this. I either wear every day's khaki shorts and some sort of a pullover, whether it's 100 degrees or whether it's 20 degrees. I've got a pullover on. So I'm the most boring guy that has zero right to even chat on this, but Bader was wearing something that I'm just like, what is that? Like, why would you wear that? All right, Derek, it's time for the simulation.
That's right.
You did it on MLB The Show. Now, yesterday, to kind of update you, the Cubs were one game under 500 through their season, 30-31, I believe.
Yep.
John Lester went 2-6.
2-6, 6.61 ERA.
And despite having two pitchers, Kyle Hendricks and Yu Darvish, have ERAs under 1.90, the Cubs were still a game under 500. And part of the reason is Javi Baez hit like
217.
Wow.
The guy on the cover of the game.
Wow. So the Cardinals, on the flip side, had made the wild card with the Reds winning the NL Central.
The Reds were 40-20, one game behind the Nats for the best record in the National League.
Man. Okay. So today, or last night, you're going to do this all week, and on Friday we're going to kind of wrap it up, if you will. What did you find out last night on your simulation?
All right, for number two of the gathering here, as we absorb the information, it's a muddled NL Central. So we have 62 games up until June 3rd of what would have been the schedule.
Okay.
In first place, St. Louis Cardinals.
Woo!
Are 31-31.
What? 500 gets you first place in the NL Central.
In second place, one game back, the Cubs are 30-32.
What? So they're the
same record again, except they lost to the Orioles.
Correct.
That's true.
You're telling me.
They're one game worse. They were 30-31 yesterday.
I don't
you obviously lost last night.
I don't like the way this is trending for the aggregate.
Right.
The Reds are 28-33, so they've really fallen off from 40-20.
Man.
Brewers 28-33. So you have four teams all within 2.5 games.
I could see that. I could see that in this division. And then the Pirates, what'd they win? Four?
They're 19-41.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
And again, yesterday's was the Cardinals were selected as my favorite team on the game. I picked the Cardinals to start the franchise with. We were wondering if there was, just for full disclosure here, in any bias in the data, if I switched it to the Orioles.
And the Cardinals got better. Well, no, they didn't. Not record-wise.
They're still in first, but yeah, record-wise, they did not get any.
Hey, hang the banner, Trevor. That's another division title.
Apparently.
For your St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm going to need like 55-10 tomorrow to make the aggregate balance out here.
Right.
Now, this time I went through every division and gave you the standings and the leaders.
Fill me in. Let's start in the National League.
National League East, it's chaotic.
Really?
The Mets are in first, 33-27.
Man.
The Marlins are in second.
What?
With a record that is better than anybody in the NL Central. At 33-28.
With Fernandez or whatever
down
there.
Come
on. Yeah?
Phillies 27-32.
Okay.
Nationals 26-34.
Ooh.
And last place in the NL East, the Braves are 24-38.
Okay, well, that's
with no significant injuries.
That I was going to say, did somebody get hurt?
I mean, that's reversed of what it should be.
Yeah, right, exactly. You would go the complete opposite, except for the Mets maybe being a little bit better than the Marlins, maybe.
It should be.
And then in the West.
The West, you have the top record in the National League, the Padres at 42-20.
Wow.
The Dodgers, a couple games behind them at 38-22. Rockies, 35-25. The Giants are 31-30, so they have four teams that would all be leading the NL Central.
Boy.
And the D-backs are 26-35.
Okay. Wow. Any major injuries in the National League?
Not that I could really tell.
Okay. Does it, like, stop the simulation and say, it seemed like when I did a Madden simulation, it would just out of nowhere stop it and say, Matt Stafford's out.
It'll tell you the team you're controlling if there's injuries. So current injuries, I rifled through and didn't see a whole lot.
Okay, nothing.
So maybe something popped up throughout the season. You wonder if Ronald Acuna went down or Freddie Freeman for the Braves.
So in this scenario, the Mets, Cardinals, and Padres are all division winners, and your two wild card teams were the Dodgers
and the Rockies.
And the Rockies. Okay. All right. So you'd have the Dodgers and Rockies battling, and the winner would play the Padres.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? That was like the NL Central the year where the Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals were all like the two wild card, and then they had to play the other, I think, right?
To have no postseason to have a postseason with no Cubs, Nats, and Braves.
Oh, that'd be weird. That would be
unexpected.
Weird.
I agree that that would be weird.
It'd be weird.
Stinky sniffy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. How about, let's go AL, and then did you do any like individual?
The individual stats again.
I cannot wait for these.
The Twins are 36-26, leading the AL Central. The White Sox are a game and a half back at 34-27, so they have the best record between the local teams.
Okay.
Cardinals and Cubs.
Kicking
and the
Cubs' butt for a second straight day.
Owning the city.
Lucas Giolito, baby.
Indians 29-33. Royals 28-33. Tigers 25-35. In the West, this is surprising. The Rangers are 36-25.
Nelson Cruz to the... Wait, is he still with them?
Corey Kluber must be the leader of the Cy Young.
Nelson Cruz hasn't been on the Rangers in like 5 years.
The Angels.
How about Adrian Beltre? Is he still?
No.
Is he still playing?
I think he retired.
I don't think he's playing anymore.
Can you look up his stats, Trevor? Like, is he a Hall of Famer? We'll get to that later.
Angels 33-27. A's 31-31. Under 500. Astros 29-32.
Even the MLB The Show is punishing them.
That's right. Mariners 21-42.
Oh, the Mariners, yeah.
See, the Astros thing in a video game actually makes no sense because
it doesn't.
They should be really good, right?
Right. Don't you think it'd be funny if the next couple of years video games of baseball came out and during an Astros game, every once in a while you'd hear a garbage can? I think that would be funny. Like, in the background.
It'd be hilarious.
All right, so the East. Now, I'm interested in this. You got the Yankees, Red Sox. Red Sox shouldn't be very good, I don't think.
Right. The user-selected Orioles.
Oh, yeah.
Are they getting a bias here? The Yankees are 40-22, leading the AL East.
Okay.
The Rays are 36-27.
Yeah, baby.
Blake Snell is obviously playing not sitting at home playing the MLB The Show.
Future employer.
The Red Sox are 35-28.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit better than you expected. The Blue Jays are 31-31, and the Orioles are the Orioles at 23-38.
So the bias does not matter.
So that division actually probably shook out like it might.
Like you expect.
Yeah. Is that the only division that shook out like it might? I guess maybe the...
The AL Central, the Twins, White Sox, Indians, Royals, Tigers.
Yeah. And, of course,
pretty normal.
NL Central, pretty normal.
Oh, yeah, Cardinals, Cubs, Reds. That seems to be the correct order, by a slight margin.
Your playoff teams are the Yankees, Twins, and Rangers, with wild cards being?
It would be the Rays and the White Sox.
Oh, wow. I want to see the White Sox in the playoffs. I think that would be cool. I'd be happy for Jeremy and all the White Sox fans, but... I think it'd be kind of cool to see the Sox back in the playoffs.
Actually, they would have I agree with you.
Yeah.
They would have a one-game playoff with the Red Sox.
Ooh.
Who had played two more games than them, one win and one loss.
And then turn around and play the Rays.
Yes.
Okay. I like
it. Loss column.
Now, let's go to the individual stats so we can make fun of Trevor.
I have some quick league leaders here.
Okay.
Leading baseball on average. We mentioned him earlier in the show. Cubs killer Daniel Murphy's hitting .365 for the Rockies. Carlos Santana's hitting .362 to lead the AL for the
Wow.
Indians. The home run leader in all of baseball on one of our teams. Any guesses?
DeJong.
No.
No.
He was really good in the last simulation.
How many hit last year, though?
30
dingers.
36.
Goldschmidt?
Goldie. 24 bombs leads the league. Astros' Yordan Alvarez has 23.
Oh,
yeah. Leading the league in wins, Chris Paddock and Garrett Cole both have 9. Top ERA in baseball, Brett Anderson for the Brewers at 1.40.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? Well, he's facing the Cubs, you know. I mean, who obviously are not doing well in MLB The Show.
You want the card stats versus the Cubs?
Let's do the cards.
Okay. Goldie, 311. 21 home runs, 55 RBIs.
Bringing the lunch pail.
One note here, Tommy Edman is playing essentially every day at third base. He has 205 at-bats compared to Karp's 87.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So whereas yesterday, Karp got out of the gates hot, right?
He did.
Now, will Fowler be able to replicate what he did in yesterday's simulation?
Because yesterday he hit like 286.
I have it here real quick. It was 284.
Wow! They're high on Dexter Fowler.
Again, terrible spring training, 216 as a Cardinal so far in two seasons. In the most recent simulation, he hit 288 with 9 home runs and 30 RBIs.
Wow. Can you imagine getting that from Dexter Fowler?
No.
In a short season, you would win the division.
I mean, I would have expected it when we first,
I agree.
Lane Thomas, I didn't trade him out. Clearly,
oh, good.
Not messing with his psychological here.
His mojo.
I won the job in spring training. Let me have it.
Okay.
He's hitting 312, 6 home runs, splitting time with Bader in center.
He's the next Alan Craig, the next guy that the Cardinals bring up that everybody's like, really, who's this kid?
Now on the downside, Tyler O'Neill, 202, a lot of strikeouts.
Struck out 100 times.
Colton Wong, 198.
Ooh,
Yachty's
wow.
Hitting sub 250.
Yeesh. Okay. Well, I can handle Yachty at 250 or 240 or whatever.
In the rotation, you have Flaherty, 6-3. Okay. Carlos, also 6-3.
Okay.
Top ERA in the rotation is Michaelis at 239.
Got it. All right. What was Flaherty again?
6-3, 3.91 ERA. Okay. So he's had better run support than last year.
Well, exactly.
Is Michaelis hurt right now in real life?
Well, he had the arm.
To go.
Yeah, or he was in spring training.
I would assume by now he's ready to pitch. He had to get like another injection of something.
Just awesome stuff.
Plasma or yeah. Something that they were putting on there.
Maybe he was getting a COVID plasma injection before people Ooh. Even knew what it was.
Miles Michaelis.
To protect himself. He was ahead of the game. I mean, he did pitch in Korea, right?
Yes,
where COVID was there first.
That's a good call.
An inside scoop.
Maybe they were taking stuff from his body.
That's right.
To give to everybody else. By the way,
Adrian, go ahead.
No, well, side note, Vladdy Tarasenko healthy and ready to go whenever the Blues start. How about that for a... I mean, they thought they'd get him back maybe for the playoffs, especially later if the Blues advanced. Now he's ready to roll. Yeah, baby.
I can offer zero analysis, and that's
like
great.
Ben Simmons.
Well, that's right. My favorite teams are getting... They're taking advantage of this.
Adrian Beltre had a career WAR of 94, a career batting average of 290... Just a crap ton of RBIs, 1,700, 500 home runs. It seems like he's a pretty no-doubt Hall of Famer.
He was a hell of a player.
He was.
And he would hit home runs off his knees.
Yep, that's right.
You know, he'd hit the home run and you'd look at him, he'd be down on his left knee or whatever.
He had a season right knee. With the Dodgers where he hit 58 home runs.
Man.
Was that the season before he went to Seattle?
Correct.
Seattle gave him a bunch of money.
Yep.
He had that contract year with the Dodgers, yeah.
Adrian Beltre. So he's no longer in baseball.
He retired in 2018.
I mean, he was old in 11.
Yeah.
And yet played till 2018. That's crazy. Okay, now how about the Chicago Cubs?
Let's figure this team. Why is this team under 500?
We'll
figure this thing out. Chris Bryant, 287, 11 home runs, 34 RBIs.
Just coming to play.
Okay.
Respectable. Jason Hayward stepping up. Again, I remember talking at the beginning of last season.
Mm-hmm.
Woody hit 10 home runs in a whole year, and I think through 2 months or 2.5 months, he was around that range.
He was really good last year.
He was. He was really good.
So far, through 60, or whatever it is, 306, 10 dingers.
Wow. That's a pretty productive
That's
year.
My Dexter Fowler, where I'll take that and run with it.
Exactly.
Anthony Rizzo, 318, 13 home runs, 34 RBIs.
Where's the problem here? I'm
Javi Baez, who was really struggling in yesterday's simulation, 11 home runs, 25 RBIs, only hitting 236.
Man, wow. They don't like
so
his.
They're mad and cursing their own guy.
Yeah,
they
no
truly
kidding.
Are. They do not like him as a percentage hitter, but anymore that doesn't matter, right? Is what kids True. Tell me.
Contreras is only hitting 209.
That's good
problem.
But like the Cubs. That. Have scored the most runs in the National League.
Really?
So that leads into some issues.
I was going to say, I think the pitching might look a little different today.
Hendricks, still looking good, 6-3, 2.64. Quintana's 5-4, ERA a little bit over 4. Lester,
oh no,
he is below 500 at 4-5, but 3.70 ERA is not terrible.
Got Darvish a lot better.
Was leading the league in one of the tops in ERA and strikeouts in yesterday's. Today's 4-4, 3.86. Here's where it really goes wrong.
Uh-oh.
In the bullpen.
Yeah, well, I haven't even told you that.
Craig Kimbrell blew a couple saves, and they actually moved him to the setup role.
Oh, man, in lieu of who?
Dan Winkler.
Danny!
Has 12 saves.
He was the pickup, right? Didn't you pick him up?
Yeah.
Dan Winkler.
Now, this is going to make you angry.
Uh-oh.
David Ross still learning on the job. Brandon Morrow has 14 saves and a 0.52 ERA in AAA. Ross has not learned how to call players up.
Call him up. This is how bad.
This is my problem with David Ross this year. Brandon Morrow sits there in Iowa.
Yep.
Getting 14 saves.
Yep.
Just mowing down those AAA prospects. And we're sitting here 60 games in, and Ross, bless his little grandpa heart,
yep,
is just sitting there.
He's not going to make it.
Nope.
He's going to be fired by Friday.
Adbert Alzolay,
yeah,
if I'm saying that right,
yep,
7-1, 2.45 in AAA.
Goodness.
No call-up.
Man, Ross, where's Theo at? Where's Hoyer at? Why aren't they stepping in? Saving things here.
I don't know.
Of course, we know Brandon Morrow can't stay healthy. So there's no way he's going to do those numbers.
He said he was, I will remember this forever. He said he was the healthiest he's ever been 2 days before he bent over to put his pants on and then was out for 7 months.
I'm bugging Wes because I'm all over the place. Can you look up Brandon Morrow's stats with the Cubs and Brett Cecil stats with the Cardinals?
I mean, they're not that bad for Morrow. Morrow just simply hasn't played.
He just hasn't played in a while.
But
which I'm going to take into account as bad.
Sure.
Did he play at all last year?
He's logged, let's see, innings pitched. He's logged 30 innings pitched for the Cubs and has a 1.4 ERA.
Oh, so when he's there.
He just never played.
30 innings over how many? 2 years?
1 year.
Oh, last year was his first year.
No, 2018.
Oh.
He pitched 30 innings. 2019, he pitched nothing. 2020,
oh, right,
he pitched nothing.
I have Cecil for you.
Oh, boy.
He didn't pitch last year. 2018, 40 appearances, 6.89 ERA.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be that uniquely bad as a bullpen guy.
Agree. Totally agree.
2017, 73 appearances, 3.88. So that was
his 1 year.
A little bit better.
You'd think he would come in on occasion out of the bullpen and fool somebody. But but when you're down 2-0 to every hitter, Murphy, from the left side, he's been a killer this year in MLB The Show. Cecil, of course, brought in to face Murphy. First pitch is ball low, 1-0. The Cardinals want to remind you that tomorrow night, the game has been changed to 6:50 for start time. Ball two is low. 2-0 now on Murphy as Brett Cecil is in the hole again. That's what you'd hear. That's what you'd hear right now.
Now, I will know. I looked again. He did not make the Cardinals roster out of spring training.
Okay.
So this video game says, based on the available data here, based on his prior stats and what we have rankings-wise, he shouldn't be on the Cardinals.
He's out. Well, this is the last year either way. And you know he would actually have a decent year because it's his contract year. He needs to make a little bit more money.
I don't know, man.
He lost like 50 pounds, and then that affected him because then he couldn't find the right arm angle through, because now he's got less of a body to throw around. So when he wasn't hurt, he was losing weight, and then the weight became an issue. And then, he was having, I don't know.
The last report on him was 2 months ago that he has a fairly significant hamstring strain.
He's done, man.
You know what? I remember that came out, and my tweet at the time was the word ha like 50 times. I just put ha, 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 ha. Oh, man. 217 said Dan Winkler pitched at Parkland.
Hey.
The funnier part.
That's awesome.
Brett Cecil was, it appears that his FIP is almost higher than his ERA in these bad years.
What is a FIP?
That's the fielding independent pitching. Remember, it measures a pitcher's effectiveness at preventing home runs with removing the infield and the outfield from the equation.
So you don't want to be high.
In other words, if your FIP is higher than your ERA, that means you were lucky because your infield or your outfield saved you from giving up more runs. So my point is, his ERA was what, 6.89, and his FIP was 6.28. So he wasn't really any better, actually.
So Cecil absolutely crushes the theory, I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yes.
Because he was good, but yet still bad. That's terrible. Brett Cecil.
He looks like a nice guy.
He does seem like a good
pleasant
kid.
Picture.
I wonder if we could have him on.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Would you even want him?
No.
No. I don't think I would either. Is he the one
guy?
How
many questions can you get in before
he hangs up?
That, or you run out of things to ask him without it getting aggressive.
Brett Cecil joins us now, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher. Brett, how you doing, man? Oh, that's awesome. Hey, tell me about a couple of years ago. You had a pretty good season. Yeah? Okay. That's Brett Cecil, St. Louis Cardinals. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. Good luck next year.
Have you heard of RAR? It's like war, but with an R.
No. RAR.
Is this real?
Yeah. If you scroll down to the advanced stats on the baseball reference, it's runs better than replacement level. So
wasn't
it's like,
there a girl, Katy Perry, didn't she sing a...
RAR?
She sang a song about RAR.
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 So the RAR is the number of runs this player is better than a replacement level pitcher. So it's like war for pitching.
Oh, okay.
Brett Cecil is a negative 10. So that is to say that if you took Dan Winkler, let's say, and put him on the Cardinals, he would give up 10 less runs on average if he pitched for 9 innings than Brett Cecil.
Oh. Yikes. And what is the total salary? 53 million? I know that shouldn't matter, but
Baseball Reference had it as a 4-year deal with 30.5 mil.
Oh, okay. Wait, I was way off. 30 mil.
He's also had 104 career at bats and no hits. Not that that really matters, but
that just adds to it. That just adds to it. Oh man, that's awesome. Bless his heart. He's no Old House Radburn.
No.
Who I think on occasion we just need to go through his stats.
You want me to go back to him again?
Can we come back with those? Like,
why are they, what? Old Hoss, you mean?
Old Hoss. I'm sorry, not Old Hoss. He is buried in Bloomington. Somebody texted him.
Yeah, that's right. He's got really, really good numbers.
Did he pitch how many years?
11.
Oh, that's it. How many years did Jim Cott play? 26? Think about that.
Yep.
26 years.
26 years of baseball?
Is he the most ever? I wonder if that's the most ever.
Well, technically it was 25 and then a little bit extra.
Okay. Jim Cott, man.
I mean, when you take his averages, you know you're really getting a large sample size of an average.
Right.
Like, his career ERA was 3.4, and you know that his career ERA would have been 3.4 because he had a lot of years in that thing.
How many years did Julio Franco play?
Julio Franco. Jim Cott was a good pitcher. Lefty. Real skinny dude.
Julio Franco played 23 years, so just two behind.
Money. 23 years for a hitter.
From 82 to 2008.
That's pretty impressive.
Insane.
For an everyday guy, that's pretty impressive. I mean, you know.
He also batted 250 in his 23rd season, so it's not like he was total trash at the end of his career.
So really, I mean, Jim Cott, though, I think became a reliever late in his, you know, the last 12 years he pitched in baseball. That's amazing. All right, we got to take a break. 359-2255. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next. So if you've got something you want to throw out there and weigh in.
I did text my friend asking Chris Bryant or Harrison Bader. I haven't received a response yet.
Still waiting. We'll tease that. 359-2255. We could just run Scott Frost audio. Wonder if we have any recent Scott Frost audio. That'd be kind of fun. Wouldn't it?
Talk a little more NBA if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. By the way, Reed asked, how many years did Jamie Moyer play?
25.
Ooh.
25.
So
good
many
call.
Jim Cott.
Good call, Reed.
From 86 to 2010.
There's a connection with Moyer and Champagne, right? He married a Champagne girl. Somebody will know this. I think Jamie Moyer married someone from Champagne, if I'm correct.
Really?
I think.
I don't know.
Unless I'm thinking of somebody else. I know Todd Hollinsworth. Didn't he marry a Herjus?
He married a Herjus.
Okay.
Yep.
I was thinking Jamie Moyer did. Not a Herjus, but...
I don't know. There's an article from the News Gazette about the Herjus who was in the MLB, and somewhere in here it mentions Jamie Hoyer. Or Moyer. Sorry.
Moyer. Well, maybe.
Let's see.
Maybe he's brother-in-law with...
Matt Herjus?
We need to get Matt Herjus on.
Yeah, we should.
Why don't we do that? Why haven't we ever done that? I wonder if Matt Hergis can call us in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, well, this article just says that Hergis is in his mid-40s, but he mentions Jamie Moyer as a pitcher who was able to pitch in his mid-40s.
Okay, well.
So I don't know that there's any connection.
Okay, there may not be. It might be just Hollinsworth that I'm thinking of there. All right, 359-2255. 359-2255. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
We all have that friend. They always have the right tool for the job. Need a Torx wrench? Dave's got it. Claw hammer? Of course, got that too. How about a dolly suitable for safely moving your settee down a slim hallway? Dave doesn't have that. But Two Men in a Truck does. Two Men in a Truck has all the right tools for your next move. So when it's time to sling a settee, don't call Toolbox Dave. Call the moving professionals at Two Men in a Truck. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Why? That's a question I have for you listeners out there. Why are you putting up with a bad lawn? Your lawn can be an integral part of your property. Be proud of having the greenest lawn in your neighborhood. Be proud of the lack of weeds in your yard. Let Spring Green put in the work so you can be prideful of your lawn. Spring Green Lawn Care offers the best value and plan specifically designed for the condition of your turf by their local professionals. Try the Central Illinois leaders in lawn care. Go to Spring Green's website today, spring-green.com, or give them a call at 359-2111.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Have you had a chance to try Mia Zaz's new fresh meal kits?
No, what are they?
Well, they're your favorite meals from Mia Zaz, but packaged up in a kit for you to take home and cook for yourself.
Whoa, sounds cool. Is there a kit for pizza?
Yep, there's tons of kits. Salad kits, pasta kits, pizza kits.
I gotta check this out. Where do I go to see the menu and order?
MiaZaz.com. That's Mia as in Mama Mia, spelled M-I-A, and Zaz as in holy cow, I love their pizzas.
M-I-A-Z-A-S.com. Got it. Mama Mia, this is gonna be good.
My old washing machine needs another repair. Let me rephrase that. My three-year-old washer needs repaired again. I'm beyond frustrated. This was not a cheap washer. All I've had is issues and parts are hard to get. Does anyone make a quality washing machine anymore?
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has just what you're looking for.
What is it?
You need a Speed Queen.
Speed Queen? I've heard of those. Aren't they in laundromats?
At Dick Van Dyke, we have Speed Queen washers made for residential use. They are built to last with metal parts, not cheap plastic. Best of all, they're built in the USA. In fact, right here in the Midwest.
Perfect. So, if I do need a repair, it's easy to get. Does it have a Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan?
That's right. And Speed Queen is in stock and on sale now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for patio service. 7 nights a week and brunch service too on Saturdays and Sundays. Great steaks, burgers, seafood, and vegetarian options, plus some of the best cocktails anywhere with excellent wines and craft beer. Give Big Grove a call at 239-3505, email sales@biggrovetavern.com, or check out their Facebook page. Everyone is welcome at Big Grove. Big Grove, big flavor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We know you're still thinking about where you would like to go to college, and we know it's especially challenging to look at schools now because of campus visitor suspensions that are in place to protect guests and staff from COVID-19. The College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, the College of ACES at the University of Illinois, want to help you stay active in your search. They certainly wish they could host you, but they have virtual tours online. You can just Google University of Illinois, College of ACES, virtual tours. Check them out.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, I got to tell you about not broccoli tonight. Although I'm guessing Donnie could come up with a little broccoli for you at Long Branch Steakhouse. How about dinner tonight at Long Branch Steakhouse? Steaks, ribs, chicken, pork. Hamburgers are incredible. They're ribs. Oh. Long Branch Steakhouse, downtown Gifford, now with outdoor seating. It's not that far away. Just north of Ogden, Wednesday through Saturday, they're open 5 to 8, and you want to call ahead, especially if you're going to sit, if you want seating. Give them a call at 568-7722, 568-7722. Gifford is very lucky. Great town of Gifford. Very lucky to have a place like the Long Branch Steakhouse. That's for dinner tonight. Give them a call. I don't know what they say. Yeah. Hey, Brad, thank you. Jamie Moyer is married to Digger Phelps' daughter. Okay.
He's got a nice selection of highlighters.
Yeah. No connection to Champagne on my end, so I don't know what I was thinking there.
Karen Moyer.
Karen
Digger Phelps has been to Champaign for college game day.
He got LaFonso Ellis.
That's right.
And Karen Moyer is from Indiana.
Oh.
So
okay.
Well, that makes sense because Digger Phelps is her dad.
That's right. He was at Notre Dame for a long time. So, all right. So we've had a couple. Ken texted in. Nolan Ryan played forever. Beer Can Kurt. Nolan Ryan, 27 years. Ricky Henderson, 25 years. Derek has the list. Remember when he used to do the list?
He's got a list.
He's got a list. What are we thinking on that list? What's the most... Well, go through maybe the top 10.
The top... There's two that tied for the most years service time in Major League Baseball. Nolan Ryan at 27.
Wow.
Cap Anson.
Cap Anson, yeah. Hall of Famer.
Back in the 1800s. 27 years.
Okay. Nolan Ryan pitched 27 years.
With only four teams. Cap with three.
Wow. And Nolan Ryan had seven no-hitters. Seven.
Right?
Seven no-hitters. I think that's right. That's incredible. Cap Anson was a really good baseball player, is what everybody's told me.
How many teams did we end up coming up for Edwin Jackson? Do we remember?
It was like nine, wasn't it?
Nine. Do you know the most? Can you guess how many is the most teams for a certain player?
Oh, Is it like a really old player? Probably not.
There's two that are tied. One played as recently as 2011.
Huh.
I've got Edwin Jackson at 15.
Oh, 15. 15? Okay. This must be those that are on the list for most seasons.
I don't know. Who are they?
Matt Stairs played 19 seasons for 12 different teams.
Holy cow. The slow pitch softball, Matt Stairs.
Yep. And then Mike Morgan played 22 years.
He's a good pitcher.
For 12 different teams.
See, I remember Mike Morgan with the Dodgers, and I remember Matt Stairs with the A's. Is that right? Is that kind of Matt or Mike Morgan was a pretty good pitcher. He pitched for the Cubs. Morgan threw for the Cubs.
Deacon McGuire played 26 seasons, 1884 to 1912.
They did things different back then.
Tommy John.
Oh, yeah.
26 seasons.
Now, is there some irony with that?
There is a little bit.
I mean, like...
Well, no, that's the reason. His arm fell off because he was pitching so much, and he got a surgery, and now everybody gets it, and it's called Tommy John surgery.
That's
and
one way to look at it.
From it, yeah.
But the other way to look at it is, like, the most famous injury is called Tommy John, but yet he threw for 26 years.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but the way you said it, though, makes sense as well.
So he was out 1975, came back, and 2 years later, he was second in the Cy Young.
Man, that's pretty cool that they name a surgery after you.
You know you've made it.
I mean, you've got what? Cy Young is an actual baseball award named after a guy. And Tommy John is a surgery. Is there any other guy names for anything associated with baseball?
Well, I mean, Joe Theismann's injury was basically what Alex Smith had, and they kind of call that a Theismann, but I don't really know if.
I could not watch it.
Not in a positive sense, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good call. The Joe Theismann I saw, but the Alex Smith, when it happened, I would not watch it. I cannot watch it.
Oh, the documentary about it?
No. I watched the documentary. Just the injury itself, I could not do it.
I'm going to look it up.
It's like when somebody, like probably the one injury that I had more than any was a rolled ankle in basketball. And when somebody rolls an ankle and they show it where, like, you literally, your knee almost hits the ground, I cannot watch that stuff. It's just, because I had that probably five times between junior high and high school where there was a stretch of time where I'd have to sit out a game or two because of that. Oh, you're watching it?
Yikes.
By the way, somebody said they've eaten Emo's. This is way back.
Go ahead.
Emo's pizza three times. They've never gotten through a piece.
A piece? Yeah. And it's cut up like monocles, right? I mean, it's
yes.
Not, oh, man.
He said, I'm a huge Cardinals fan who's tried Emo's three times because friends from Missouri tell me I'm wrong, but I've never finished one piece. Jake says, Calico, best pie in St. Louis. That is a pretty good place to eat.
Okay.
It's you can see it from the ballpark almost, although it's on the other side of what used to be the Marriott. I don't know what that is now. Downtown.
Not sure.
Alex Smith is bad, but there's nothing worse than this image I'm looking at of Kevin Ware's leg.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up. Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally staring at the bone that is outside of his leg.
Worst one.
And he's not bleeding. I don't even understand how he's, like, alive. I'm literally looking at the bone from his leg just sitting there.
Does it not bleed?
I don't get it.
How would it have to bleed?
You'd think.
The Willis McGahee's bad.
Oh, that was on a beach.
Miami.
Or no. Who am I thinking of? The running back that hurt himself on a beach. Tore an ACL. He played.
Sure.
It was a Pro Bowl. He was in the Pro Bowl. And he played. They were doing some beach, like, or in the sand, not on the beach. And he tore an ACL and was never the same again. I don't remember who that was. Somebody will know. They'll text.
All I got was a torn ACL rehab center on Miami Beach. When I Googled that.
Try football player in sand.
William Hayes tore his ACL. Nope.
That doesn't seem right.
Nope. Treyon Gray.
No.
Treyon Gray?
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm. And it happened at a Pro Bowl. I'm positive.
At a Pro Bowl. And it's Miami?
So is that a Pro Bowl? It's probably not Curtis Enos.
Yeah, like he was in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, well, I'm typing in Miami, so
I think he was in maybe Hawaii, because Hawaii hosted the Pro Bowl forever.
Right.
And something happened, or they had some kind
of a... Robert Edwards?
That's it, I think. They had kind of a celebrity thing.
Yep, NFL sent him to Hawaii to participate in the Pro Bowl. He tore three ligaments in his left knee while working out on the beach.
Oh, he was working out. Okay, yeah, 508 just said Robert Edwards. Good call. I could not think of his name. He was pretty good running back.
And he was never the same again.
Never the same.
In 2001, he attempted a comeback, but he suffered another injury and was released.
That's too bad. All right, you got anything more on that list?
Couple notables with a lot of seasons here. Ricky Henderson, 25. Mm. Jamie Moyer, as we mentioned, 25. Let's see. Jesse Orosco.
Oh, yeah. Him,
24.
He's a good pitcher.
Steve Carlton, 24. Yeah, sorry.
How many with the Cardinals? Seven?
Let's see.
Steve Carlton is the Lou Brock of the Cubs. That the Cardinals got rid of him because they could not.
Yeah, seven.
7 years. They could not agree to a salary. They get rid of Carlton.
He was 20-9 in his final season, 1971, for the Cardinals.
Greg Maddux, though. What was
he? Won the Cy Young the very next year, and then another one, man. And then another one, and then another one.
Four Cy Youngs?
Yeah.
For Steve Carlton, and the Cardinals got rid of him.
Yep.
Greg Maddux?
Maddux is on the list here, 23 seasons.
How many did he pitch for the Cubs, and then you got rid of him? You had Greg Maddux, Trevor.
I'm aware. Edwin Jackson only pitched for 16, by the way, so that's why he's not top of that list.
Gosh, he's not that good.
Although I must say, 15 teams in 16 seasons is its own kind of record.
That's pretty good.
7 years, Maddux with the Cubs, won the Cy Young his final year in Chicago, and then won the Cy Young the three following years after he left.
He won four straight Cy Youngs.
91, 92, 93, 94.
So one with the Cubs, three with the Braves.
Yep.
I wonder how many young Cubs fans out there are like, wait a minute, Greg Maddux. We didn't have Greg Maddux.
Sure a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
And then again in 2004, 2005.
He won five Cy Youngs.
Oh, no, that's when he played with the Cubs.
Oh, he came back. Man.
You got him on both of the wrong, well, not the wrong end at the beginning.
Right.
But you kind of missed out on the...
Yeah. That's interesting.
You picked the one portion of that career to not right. be in on.
Hey, NBA, let's talk about that to close the show out. The NBA has agreed to a schedule, if you will, and what they're going to do, unlike the NHL that's kind of jumping right into a postseason, the NBA is actually going to play 8 regular season games, but if you were a team like the Bulls that had no chance of making the playoffs, you're done for the year.
So is Jim Boylan.
You're like an eighth grader. Yeah, you're like an eighth grader or a senior in school where you just get to ditch the last week. You're out. You know, as long as you didn't do anything wrong. So that's interesting. And are they keeping the same number of teams in the playoffs? So they're really not messing with the playoffs, or do we know?
There's going to be 8 teams in each conference in the postseason play, but they're inviting back 9 from the East and 14. From the West.
Okay.
Those that are within 6 games of that final 8 spot, they're going to play 8 regular season games. So someone like the Suns, they have to find their way into the 9 spot and jump over, let's see, the Spurs, the Kings, the Pelicans to get to the 9, to then play whoever's in the 8.
Okay.
To try to get in the postseason. So, yeah, there's going to be 8 on each side. They're going to play 8 regular season games. If there is a 9 seed is within 4 games of the 8. Those two teams will then square off. The 9 seed would need to beat the 8 twice before being beat once.
Okay.
It's kind of confusing.
It is kind of confusing.
Why 4 games, though? I mean, that seems like a big gap.
That is a big gap.
I would have said like 2.
Yeah, I mean, 4 games.
I mean, 4 games back means you're 4 wins less or 4 losses more than the other team.
How many games did the NBA actually play in the regular season?
I think we're at like 60. Is that right?
The Lakers are 49-14.
Okay, so 64.
63
out of 82. So I can see that. They're trying to. Hockey, I think, was like 70 games into 82, I think. So
the inner cynic in me thinks this has something to do with Zion Williamson and the Pelicans being only a few games back.
You know 100%.
What? Oh, there's no
doubt.
And
I'm all for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining.
There's no doubt.
I want to see Dame Lillard come back and be in the mix. Were they not in the Western Conference Finals last year?
Yeah, Myers Leonard.
Well, that's
out.
Right. Yeah, he had a great final.
So to try to battle for the eight with Ja Morant in Memphis, Dame Lillard and the Blazers with McCollum, of course, and then Pelicans with Zion.
That'd be kind of fun.
I'll watch it.
I would too. I totally would. I would. All right. We're going to thank nobody.
We'll talk more NBA before the week's over.
Yeah, because they've got interesting angles
on storylines here.
Okay.
On the top seeds and how they're going to
do a little next, maybe a little next question NBA.
Projected matchup first round right now, Boston Celtics, Philly Sixers.
In other news, the sun came out.
Larry Bird and Dr. J. All right, let's get out of here. You want to?
I think we have to.
I think we talked enough.
I didn't get an answer on Bryant and Bader, so.
Oh. I think Bryant's the better looking dude. But Bader, I don't know, there's something about him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Harrison Bader. That's so cool. All right, everybody, have a great night. We will come back tomorrow with a bunch more nonsense.
See if the Cubs can get over 500.
Oh, yeah. Simulation time tomorrow. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.